Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is Spezzano and Sandy Startup, from concept to cash.
From concept to cash.
Yeah, here we are, Brandon T. Adams. What's up?
Morning.
Wait, listen to Mark is like,
yeah.
Are you ready?
I came in midstream, that's why.
Brandon T. Adams is here, business advisor, Emmy award-winning producer. He helps companies scale their business. And we have Mark Delaney in, and this is your time, Mark, to pitch Brandon your idea and then ask for advice.
Yeah.
Or whatever you need help with.
All right, cool.
Okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so we're going to have 60 seconds on the clock for you, Mark. And then you do your pitch within 60 seconds, including your ask or whatever it is that you need help with. And then Brandon will take it from there.
And when the 60 seconds ends, if you're not finished with your pitch by then
we kick you out.
Trap door opens and you disappear.
There you go.
Okay. All ready?
Down
go.
The string.
Hello, my name is Mark Delaney. I'm a 64-year-old prostate cancer survivor.
Yeah.
And I run something called the Health Millionaires Club.
Hmm.
My purpose is to help you create a lifestyle that creates the life you want to live well into retirement. I primarily work with people who are 50 plus years old. And if you want to create as much health as you are working to create wealth, we should have a conversation.
Nice.
Give me a call. Let's talk.
What?
You still got time?
Yeah.
Do you have an ask?
What's your ask?
That is my ask. I want to talk to you about what you want to accomplish. I do not have a diet. I do not have a plan. I want to work out one that specifically works for you.
What do you have an ask for Brandon?
Yeah, how about Brandon? Oh, what do you need from him?
Brandon?
He needs $1 million. You got to get...
No, don't eat up his time.
Oh, sorry.
Brandon, I'm recently overcoming the symptoms of my cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I want help getting my momentum back and kicking ass again.
Ah, I love this.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds
like
good.
That.
And you still have 3 seconds.
Are you sure you did the 60 seconds?
That was way more than 60 seconds.
No, it wasn't.
I had it on my ear, too.
Yeah.
That was good, Mark.
I'm starting over, but I'm not a beginner.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I love this.
How long ago did you have
in November of 2023, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Uh-huh. I started the treatment in December over the holidays, and then it ended in March,
mm-hmm.
late March. April was my first month. I started getting better, and then on August 15th, all the symptoms came back, and for the last 3 or 4 months, I've been brain fog. No energy in the morning, no drive. The real thing is no motivation, no inspiration to do the hard stuff of marketing.
Hmm.
I made all my appointments, never missed an appointment, but the energy to do the hard work that separates success from failure, I could not do it.
Hmm.
And now I'm starting to feel better, and I made a decision no matter what, I'm going to do better. So I'm ready to, since I'm starting all over, my post-cancer story.
You're cancer-free at this point?
I am a cancer survivor.
There you go. All right.
No one's cancer-free once you have cancer.
Right. And Brandon always hawks about having a story. You got a story.
Yeah. 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 You're inspiration, too, Mark. I mean, I'm just so happy for you. And I think all the listeners right now are people that follow you that maybe they're struggling, but they see your story and you're still fighting, you're going. So kudos to you there. From the business side, I mean, before we go into that, having focus and a desire for something more in your life and something to focus on, you know, there's a saying that some people that they work most of their life and then one day they stop working and they die soon later.
Yeah.
And so it's like, think about you focusing on something will keep you towards that thing and something to focus on. So kudos to you for doing that. Business side, do you have any clients now? Are you looking to get clients? Tell me the status of the business.
Well, I'm always looking to get clients, but I do have clients now. I have some cash flow. I just to be transparent, without the ambition I had to start driving Uber to be able to keep the cash flow going.
Yeah,
but I do have a group of clients. I have a little community on school. I don't know if you've heard it or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have some one-on-one clients. So I do have clients. Awesome. I do have income. I just want to scale it now.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you get the clients you do have?
Most of my clients came from people I would meet at networking events. And meeting them in person. And then more recently, I would meet them online and get them. They would hear me through posting and stuff like that. But that was the things that I couldn't do much of 2024 because I just did not have the drive to consistently post. But I have a ton of ideas for posting. I have a plan. I'm just ready to get rocking and rolling.
Well, a couple things here. One, keep going to events. If it's working, keep doing what's working. Two, here's some motivation for you. And I say this, and I haven't experienced cancer or anything like that. I always say the video that you create, like when you're least wanting to do it, least energy, you're having a bad day, that's when you should do it. Because that video could be the video that actually saves somebody's life and could be that somebody sees and eventually needs to hire you. And I've had times in my life where I was down just because of certain things in my life. And I did the video, and it's weird how things work. When I did that video, usually that video was the one that got the best attention, a reach out, an opportunity. So use that as motivation for you because there is somebody wanting to hear you, to see you. So post it on social media. And I would suggest doing the journey of your life, of what you've overcome, because you'll have other people that are going through that now, that battle, that will need your guidance. And keep sharing the journey and then sharing the tips of what you share with your clients and do that through Facebook posts, Instagram posts. You can put on LinkedIn. Heck, they got all kinds of platforms now, YouTube. Mm-hmm. But being consistent with the content and just know it's the discipline to do it. Just like you had the discipline to be healthy and ensure you get through this obstacle of yours, the same goes for your business. I mean, business is a discipline. Mm. It's not easy. That's why most people don't do it. That's why most businesses fail, because they don't have the discipline to get up every day and keep going when they hear no, or the money's not coming in, or they don't want to do the video. You have it, my friend. You have the discipline. And so now you just need to do it in the business side of things.
Cool. I accept that. And I do think the idea of doing the videos when I'm most vulnerable become real, that people will receive and go, wow.
There's some magic in that. Yeah. You're like, hey, it's me, and I feel like crap today, but I can feel it. I know, isn't it?
That's so hard to do.
But you can tell your friends that.
It's also hard to make $1 million, so I'll do that.
Yeah. See, he's like perfect.
I like the mindset.
Yeah. The point of view that you have on life is amazing. Do you want to break down numbers, or what do you need? More than inspiration, what else do you need?
So money. Here's the deal. I believe the personal development industry is a great way for people to get wealthy, but not really help people. If I look at the personal development industry, 10% of the people, those big name people work with, probably create profits or get the results. The rest of the people go through it. They feel amazing. But then it kind of every day kind of goes downhill a little bit till they get back to where they were before. So I'm creating something called Unintensive Personal Development. That's designed to help people slowly make the change, as opposed to this intense event where everyone comes and they feel excited and they walk away.
Yeah.
And then they never do what they learned.
Then it fizzes out. Yeah.
So everyone's read that great book, but most people never live that great book. The books you read don't matter. Mm. The books you live do. So I want to be a different kind of book. And I created a course, and these are the two things: unintensive personal development and a course called In 88 Seconds a Day. Where in 88 seconds a day, over the course of a year, I can help someone totally transform and become the person that does what's required for them to create the body that will create the life they want to live.
You know, the challenge you're going to have, the challenge you're going to have is, sadly, most people want the quick fix. They want to lose weight. They want to make the money. They want to do it overnight. Mm. Now, I don't disagree with you, but I'm going to tell you that you look at the Tony Robbins of the world or the Brennan T. Adamses or the whoever it is, people will come, they'll learn from you. The sad reality is only a fraction of the people will actually implement or move ahead or follow through in the long term with it. It's just, and again, it's humans, I guess, laziness, not dedicated, quick happiness, and then go drop down and don't do things. Mm-hmm. Now, I commend you for doing this. And hey, anything's possible. But I just want to tell you, it is going to be a challenge if you're going to say, hey, it's a long-term journey. And because people are going to say, I want to buy. I want to go in this program. I want to get results in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. And you can get results in 30, 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
You can. If that person has the fire and desire and motivation, and you give them the guidance and maybe just tell them something they already know. So I just want to remind you of that, because I've seen every influencer out there. I've done it myself. I've seen thousands of people go through these different programs, and most people want a quick result, which can happen, but it usually takes months, years. So maybe there's just something for you to look at. How can you show them some quick wins, but also know it's a long game along the way?
Well, showing them the wins is not the problem. I can show them a win in 30 days. No question.
Okay. Yeah.
The question is, how do I get them the result that they can sustain for life? And then so I'm sure, you know, there are other people out there. And so this thing is, what is my quote blue ocean? I don't know if you've ever heard that term before. How can I be different from everyone else? Because
what makes you different is you.
Yeah.
And your story. Because think about what you've overcome. There's other people out there, but there's only one you. And so the more you can lean into your story and who you are, and there's other people that will connect with you and want to go to you versus the Tony Robbins of the world or whoever else that is. People connect to people.
You have a niche, you said, right? In your first opening pitch, you have a certain
people demo. 50 and over, yes.
50 and over.
50 and over who are working for a great retirement financially. Uh-huh. I want to help them do it with their bodies.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, so I mean, having a niche like that will also separate him from the.
Have you wrote a book yet?
I have wrote books, but not on this topic.
I think this would be a good next step for this endeavor, writing a book, because that could be your lead gen. That could lead to the clients, and because if they read your book, it also gives you more credibility in this industry.
Mm. Okay, I can do that.
I mean, I would sign up with you since you are, you know, there's people who say, hey, be healthy because you don't want cancer to happen or you don't want to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You are on the other side of it where I walk the walk, almost like an I walk the walk. I would feel, like you said, to reinforce your point, Brandon, you are what makes it so special.
Sandy, a past guest, a good friend of mine, Andrea Delamora, out of New York, she's has a drip bar location.
Yes.
She beat cancer twice, and she's somebody I've worked with and very inspired by her, and she's now thriving in her business. Well, she's also in the process of writing a book. I think it would be good. I don't know if you can, Sandy, connect them, because she would be a good person to throw ideas off of, because she has beat cancer twice. She is thriving. She overcame the obstacles. And she's in the process of doing a book. She's creating content online. And so I always try to get people connected that can help inspire people, but also give them a different way to look at things. So that can be one person to look at, because the biggest thing I'll tell you, what I've learned in my life, is for long-term growth and success is really determined, one, by your dedication, discipline, and commitment to achieving your goal. And two, ensuring you are surrounded by the people that will push you to continue on the path.
Mm.
Because even me, during my journey, when you're going after big goals, you will have very tough times. And personally, sometimes you want to quit.
Mm.
But if you're around the people that don't let you quit, that's how you achieve the long-term goal. And for you, you can be that person to other people to make sure they don't quit. And it's like, hey, you bet on me, and I'm not going to let you quit. I won't let you down. And so that's a way to look at it.
Cool. So the idea of my course in 88 seconds a day has gotten people results. It's gotten them started. And that's getting them started is always the toughest thing. Mm. And then I do a whole background of how to change them as a person to be able to sustain it without me after a year. And the reason I chose a year is because, you know, if I have a conversation with people and they work with me for a month, that makes it an easier upsell to work with me one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the higher, quote, revenues come in at. That was like the foundation of the plan. Show them I'm good in the first month, unintensively, and then if they want to step up and do more, I can work with them one-on-one for the faster gains.
Well, do you have a financial goal in 2025 of how much revenue you want to generate?
In 2025, I want to get to five figures a month, $10,000 a month.
$10,000 a month, okay.
By the end of the year, at least. Not $10,000 a month for the whole year because I'm starting low, basically, but you know, by the end of the year, I want to at least be at five figures a month.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's do some math now. What are you charging for your clients?
Right now, I'm doing a beta program for $28 a month per person, and then I plan to raise that to $48 after the new year starts. $48 a month. That's just none of my time, just all virtual.
Okay. Well, what are you charging for one-on-one?
$328 a month.
$328. So just so you know, so to get to $10,000 in revenue a month, that's divided by $48, that's 208 people paying you a month at that price,
okay,
just to get to $10,000.
Right.
Now, you're charging how much a month for the one-on-one?
$328.
$328.
How many months, what kind of package are you selling? Are you selling a three-month, a six-month, a one-month?
I do it month to month. I allow them to do it month to month. I give them a discount if they want to sign up for a quarter, half, or a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would make a minimum of 3 months, in my opinion. And then you could do 6 months, bigger discount.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually charge more, your pricing. I mean, with that, how many calls are you doing with them a month?
One a week. 20 minutes.
One a week.
20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, so if you have clients, $10,000 divided by 328, that's 30 clients you need to get to hit that point. So in my opinion, what I would do is I would actually double your pricing, so then you only need 15 clients, because your $328, 328 divided by four calls a month, that's roughly $82 an hour. I mean, it's all right, but you got to figure in your taxes, your overhead, everything. I mean, you got a domain, yeah, probably. You have your time, and so
my plumber makes $90 an hour.
So you look at that. How do you put
That's
a price?
Cheap. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, hey, you put a plumber. Like, how do you put a price on somebody's success? If it were me, I don't do hourly. I do by results, or I do by a group kind of like, hey, 3 months, 6 months. I'd charge as much as $150,000 for a year of me consulting with somebody for one person.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, like, anything's possible. But looking at this, in just my opinion, I would say have your pricing at, like, three different options. $500 a month, $750 a month, or $1,250 a month. You give three options, and you do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you don't have to get as many people. You get less people, more quality, for the results.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even if they don't have the money, hey, a lot of people have, I mean, I hope they have the money, but there's options, OPM, other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I early on got money borrowed as a loan to be able to work with somebody. I got the results and it made me a lot of money back. So like there's credit card, there's all kinds of options out there. I want to expand your mind, because once your mind expands, there's no looking back.
So
like I would have never thought people would pay those kind of prices until I became who I am today. Yeah. And so I just challenge you to expand your mind more to charge more.
So I used to charge at one time, like before cancer, I charged a flat rate plus $50 an inch or $25 a pound for the results that they actually got. Hmm. Plus, if I taught them to run, I would charge for those things also. Mm-hmm. It just became cumbersome a little bit. And what are your thoughts on charging? You said charge about the results. What if I charge $75 an inch around their waist?
No, I mean, you can, but again, I'm just going based on my experience, and you have more knowledge in your space. But if it were me, based on what's worked with me and other people I've worked with, is create three offers, three coaching packages. Let's say, I'm just going to throw numbers. Let's say one's $1,000, one's $2,500, and one's $5,000. Three offers. Mm-hmm. And maybe the $1,000 one gives you 60 days. Maybe the $2,500 one gives you 3 months. And the $5,000 gives you 5 months, whatever it is. And let's say each one you have, they get more of you. So the bottom level, they get some of you, but not as much. The next level, they get more of you and more value. At the top level is the premium. Maybe they get like one-on-one in person for a half a day. You get all these things. It's called you're stacking the value. And so what happens is most people typically go towards the middle level. And so when you set those standards in that pricing, you put it as a package, not per hour, then you're not limiting your income ability. And then eventually, once you get more testimonials, you can double all your pricing.
Yeah.
And so it's, I think that where most people make the mistake in this space with coaching or any kind of coaching consulting is they do a per hour. Like, yes, you may have an hour with them, but I bet you had more than an hour to prep for that call.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that.
Wow, this is good stuff.
Will do.
Yeah, this is great stuff.
Will do.
Awesome. All right. I'll connect you with Andrea because she's a wonderful woman. Yeah. She'll be great.
Oh, she's great.
Just her energy alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're having one of those down, I'm not motivated days, just call Andrea and she'll get you going. Okay. Thank you. Any last question or we're good? We're good?
Any other words? Any other words?
You need anything else?
You got this.
You're part of our Buzz fam now. We're here for you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you
all. And Brandon, thank you. Your expertise is amazing. We really appreciate you. Always
have. I appreciate you.
All right, man.
Spezzano and Sandy Startup, from concept to cash, is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We are not financial advisors. Odyssey and this station are not responsible for the information provided in this segment and remind you to always do your own research, make smart decisions, and consult your own financial advisor before spending or investing your money.